Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Matty here. Welcome into today's episode. We're going to be talking about three specific marketing and branding strategies that can make you a lot of money, that can build you a lot of attention, and ultimately can unlock you a lot of wealth in a very short period of time. Specifically, we're looking at how one particular figure has done this at the highest level. And this individual, you all know his name, and you'll know who this is in a second. He went from being $50 million in debt to becoming a billionaire in just 4 years. Yes, you heard that correctly, 4 short years. And you might say, oh, well, he's different. Oh, he started here, I'm here. He had more opportunity, he had more money, he had more followers, whatever it may be. What I'm gonna share with you are three specific strategies that he says have made him more money in a short period of time than anything else that he does. And these are things that anybody can do. Whether you consider yourself an influencer, you want to have a personal brand, or you're building your business, or you're working in a career that you don't think has any impact or doesn't matter whether or not you do these things, I'm telling you, you knowing these three things will bring value, it will bring attention, it will bring influence, it will bring opportunity to you and everything you do and are a part of. And that's something that you as an individual should always be looking to do, right? Add value wherever you go. Now, how he goes about doing these things or what he does in these specific strategies, you can tweak, you can pivot, you can adapt, you can evolve them to fit you, your personality, your journey that you find yourself on. But these are things that you're gonna wanna pay attention to. So in today's video, we're gonna be looking at my man, Mr. Kanye West, and what he has done to build the attention, to build the wealth, and to ultimately create the businesses that he has created over the last few years. And there's some specific things that you could easily implement in your own journey as well. So if you're new to the show, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. You can watch these videos on YouTube as well. These are all videos that I'm doing on YouTube with full breakdowns. So subscribe on the YouTube channel, subscribe on the podcast. If you haven't shot me a text yet, say what up, 844-447-1555. Also, don't forget to take advantage of all of the free resources that I offer to you guys, the listeners. If you want to get on my deals list and know what kind of syndication and passive investment opportunities, just text the word deals to 844-447-1555. If you want my free real estate investing course, text the word invest. And if you want to know more about working with me on a one-on-one basis, this is for my high net worth people, individuals that are looking to scale to that seven-figure and eight-figure milestones and beyond, text the word mentor to 844-447-1555. With that being said, I'm excited to have you guys back. You know I love you guys, and we talk about all things wealth building to help you on your march to that millionaire status and beyond, because it doesn't stop there, right? And you also wanna be living like a millionaire in all areas of your life. So Kanye is not somebody that I would be following in terms of building a great relationship with my wife or my kids, right? Or being somebody that I think is necessarily living like a millionaire in all areas of our life. But with that being said, the dude knows how to build businesses. The dude knows how to stay relevant, to build brands, to be successful and unlock wealth. And that's what we're gonna dissect here in today's episode. So with that being said, let's dive in. Bankrupt to billionaire, Mr. Kanye West. Yes, we all know the name. He has been a controversial figure in the 21st century, but there's one thing he has been able to do better than almost anyone on the planet, and that is get attention and convert it into wealth. Going from $50 million in debt to becoming a billionaire in just 4 short years. How the heck did he do that? Well, there are three secret strategies he says has enabled him to accelerate his wealth building journey. And these are strategies that you can do as well. We're gonna talk about those coming right up. What's going on, guys? Matty A here. Welcome into my channel. If you're new here, thank you for stopping by. I record videos on all things
wealth building, real estate, investing, personal finance to help you on your march to that millionaire status and beyond. In today's video, we're gonna talk about Kanye West. He's an American rapper, a music producer, a fashion icon, and now a 2020 presidential candidate. But that's not what we're gonna talk about today. Time Magazine ranked him in 2005 and 2015 the most influential man on the planet. And he has done specific things from a marketing perspective to get all of that attention that has allowed him to influence people into becoming customers, fans, and ultimately people that took him from being $50 million in debt to becoming a billionaire in just 4 short years. And these are strategies that you can use in your business, in your wealth building journey as well. But before we dig in and cover those, a big shout out to today's show sponsor, Highmark Distillery, for their amazing spirits. I particularly love their moonshine. It's one of a kind, so check them out. And also don't forget to enter my monthly contest and giveaway. You win a free 2-night stay at a suite in my beautiful hotel in Lake Tahoe, California. All you have to do to enter is to smash that like button, hit that notification bell, subscribe to the channel, and once you've done all of those things, drop a comment down below that says done. Okay, so I don't know if you're anything like me, but when it comes to getting a specific outcome or result, I just go and study and model after the people who have already done it at the highest level. And Kanye West has built his wealth by becoming a master in branding himself and a marketing machine. So here are Kanye's 3 marketing and branding strategies for building hype, garnering a sense of exclusiveness, and hacking attention that has made him a billionaire, and 3 things that you can do too. Number 1, pattern interrupt. In the busy world that we all live in today, it's hard to stand out, to get people to stop, to pay attention. But Kanye West does it at the highest level. He is unpredictable, period. And there's a method to the madness behind that unpredictability. He finds ways of getting your attention. Number 1 is through his tweets and his social media. His posts are almost always controversial and they always make you think. You don't know if he's gonna go on a rant or if he's gonna call somebody out or if he's gonna do something crazy, but what they do is they break your pattern of simply scrolling and gets all of the attention on him.
Do it yourself.
Halfway.
Take a few steps back to go.
You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers.
Kanye.
Number 2 is Kanye's music, which often displays harmonies and beats and melodies from across multiple genres of music. For example, his recent album have been mixes of gospel and church music and rap all together. And it's that unpredictability that ultimately has you coming back for more and wondering, what is he gonna do next? Number 3 is Kanye's fashion brand, the Yeezy line, which has come out with shoes and looks that many have called incredibly weird and interesting, like the Yeezy slippers, for example. But it's that weirdness, it's that uniqueness, it's that unexpected look that ultimately has led Yeezy to becoming a multi-billion dollar brand, with their shoes reselling for thousands of dollars and literally going out of stock in minutes. Number 4, Kanye West makes crazy statements. He often acts a little crazy as well, like he did earlier this year in a wild Twitter rant, which ultimately aired out all his dirty laundry between him and Kardashian, which many people thought would end in divorce. He also talked about running for president this year and was out on the campaign trail having major meltdowns like this one. Whether it's him jumping on Joe Rogan's podcast and saying God has called him to be the leader of the free world, or jumping up on stage at an award show to talk trash about poor Taylor Swift in light of Beyonce losing, Kanye West is pure walking, talking entertainment that many people just can't look away from. And the last example I wanted to share with you on how he creates pattern interrupt, keeps that attention on him. As you probably noticed in the last few years, he has devoted his life to Christianity and serving God and becoming more religious. Religion, a very polarizing topic that many people, whether you like him or don't like him, are going to pay attention to hear what he says and what he posts. So why do I share these things with you? Well, these are great ways that Kanye has shown he's been able to keep his fans engaged, or at least people always interested in what he's doing, what his brand is up to. And this is how you can go about doing that with your customers and your brand as well. At the root of it all, what it shows people is that you, your brand, Kanye West, isn't like anyone else on the planet. He is truly unique, and that is ultimately what you want in order to stand out in a very crowded world. The next thing that Kanye West has done from a marketing and branding perspective, unlike anyone else on the planet, is create exclusivity and perceived value. One of the things that propelled Kanye West and his wealth over the last few years was making his products exclusive. For example, back when the Yeezy 350s and 750s came out, people literally waited days to get a pair. Supply simply didn't meet the demand, and this caused a great sense of value and exclusivity. People want what others can't have, which ultimately drives up value, right? Even though arguably the shoes are nothing special, maybe no better than Adidas or Nike, the shoes had an incredibly highly perceived value due to how hard it was to get your hands on some of those Yeezys. First, you had to know what the release date was, then you had to enter into a raffle on the Yeezy app, and then and only then could you actually go to an Adidas store to wait for your pair with your specific reservation time. And this is just a great example of how he has been so thoughtful in creating that scarcity FOMO type of mindset for his customers, keeping them engaged at the highest levels while getting a very unique experience. And that segues and leads us into our final marketing and branding strategy that Kanye has used to propel himself back to billionaire status, which is the fact, number three, that he is obsessed with the experience. Kanye is literally obsessed with not only the products, the shoes, the music, the clothing that you get, but more importantly, the experience the customer has when dealing with Kanye or one of his brands. Whether it's gaining access to his Yeezy shoes or it's going to one of his concerts. For example, in this last year, he invested heavily in the theatrics. He even invested in a floating stage. And as we talked a little bit earlier in the video, he's always featured unique sounds and genres meshed together for his listeners to experience something new, something completely original. Another great example is Kanye's Sunday church service, where he literally holds a church service featuring famous artists like Justin Bieber singing gospel music. These are ways that have propelled Kanye to separating himself from any other artist, any other designer, any other individual that we can find out there in today's world. When you think about his church service, this all reminds me of a specific term that John Taffer, he is the host of Bar Rescue, calls reaction management. And reaction management refers to the idea that it's not the product that's the most important thing, but it's the customer's reaction to that product or to that experience that matters the most. The goal of a service is to invoke the greatest reaction from their customers. And Kanye West is one person that is world-class at getting a reaction out of his customers. So in conclusion, to wrap up, the three strategies that we discussed in today's video, these are things that Kanye has done and proven works when it comes to not only building your brand, building attention, but also converting those things into customers who pay and have ultimately built his wealth up exponentially over the last 4 years. So how can you apply these to your own wealth building journey? So first, let's talk about the pattern interrupt. Ask yourself in your marketing, how can you get a customer to stop and get curious about your product or your service or whatever it is that you're offering or wanting them to engage with? How can you incorporate one unique element into your business that will make people stop and think? You want them to compare what it is that you're offering to what somebody else is offering or what they may already be using or doing. Getting people to think is step number one, and doing something that is an outlier or outside of the box thinking is the way to start. Next, we have exclusivity and perceived value. What elements of your product or your service or your podcast or your coaching can you change that'll raise the perceived value? How can you make your business or your product have a sense of exclusivity beyond what everybody else has access to? If you can find the answer to that question, that is something that you can spotlight and use to separate yourself from everybody else. And last, and in my opinion, probably the most important one, and one that you can easily control, which is the experience. Get obsessed with that experience that your customer has. What kind of feeling do you want them to feel when engaging with your brand or using your product or listening to your podcast or whatever it may be? Focus on the whole experience for when the customer first hears about your company to the delivery of the product or service and then the outcome. How do you optimize that whole experience for getting the biggest reaction you possibly can out of your customer? Remember what we talked about a little bit earlier. You want your customer, after they have experienced whatever it is that they just engaged with from your brand or your product or your service, to be so wowed that they can't help but want to go and talk about it to everybody else, as well as come back time and time again. So while these things might seem simple, or maybe you don't feel like they apply to you, no matter what it is that you're doing right now, you are creating a brand, whether you like it or not. What do you stand for? What do you do or what do you not do? What do you say or what do you not say? Every action you take in business, in your career, is either opening a door or it's closing a door. And you want as many opportunities to engage with people and give them a window into who you are, what you stand for, what you think, how you go about doing things, how what you do and provide is completely different and unique than what anybody else out on the market or in the industry or in the business landscape is providing. And by doing some of these things and taking a page out of Kanye West's book, you're gonna give yourself an opportunity to gather more eyes, more ears, and ultimately more attention on your business, on your brand, which ultimately creates more revenue generating opportunities. So hopefully that was helpful. If you enjoyed this video, share it with a friend, somebody else that you know can gain value from it. And don't forget, enter my contest, 2 free nights at my hotel in a beautiful suite in Lake Tahoe, California. All you have to do is hit that like button. It helps the YouTube channel out tremendously. Be sure to subscribe, hit that notification bell, and once completed, drop done down in the comment section below, as well as take advantage of my free real estate investing course, link down in the show description. And if you want to have someone from my team go through your investment portfolio and do a full financial x-ray for free, you can go ahead and sign up for a call down in the show description as well. Until next video, happy investing. Cheers, my friends. We'll be right back.